Welcome back. Shattuck Shootout title games upcoming. Arnett and Laverne about to do it on the ladies' side, but first we saw Laverne Tiger fellas take home third place. They win 51-44 on a big night and another hot shooting night from Carson Baggs with 14 and Tate Domi with another double-double. He's a double-double machine. He has 16 points to go along with, I'm not sure officially what his rebound count was, but it was right around 11. We had him on the night. Trip Green had 10, Caleb Blackwell with 3, Logan Freeman with 6, and Gabe Lovell with 2 off the bench there for the Laverne Tigers and for the Sayre Eagles in a gutsy effort, though. Really found themselves down big, were able to keep it close twice, looked like they were going to get blown out and came back. Lake Crosby with 12, Walker Moeller with 8, Colt Merrick with 6, Camden Richardson with 6, and Clayton Mossberg with 4, as well as Braden Richardson with 5, and Juan Galvez with 3 for the Sayre Eagles, who gutsy effort, but couldn't quite get it done there. So they fall to 10-6. Laverne moves to 11-5, and a couple real good teams, and nothing to hang your head about if you're Sayre. You get into postseason, and it's going to be a tough out, as both these squads are going to be real good. So forget the numbers beside their names. If there isn't one, you're not going to want to see those two teams come the postseason. Here's two you definitely don't want to see if you're on the ladies' side. And if you like pressure and you like pressure defense, you're about to get it both barrels. It's Laverne Lady Tigers coming in at 12-3. They are led by Coach Brett Trippett in his fifth season. 33rd year of coaching, though, between Liberal and Forgan, his assistant Jenny Laverty. No state titles for the Lady Tigers, 7 appearances, and they've never won the Shattuck Shootout, so this will be an opportunity for them, as well as Arnett, who's never won this tournament, but they're coming in red hot. This is the 8th-ranked team in the state, and they have beaten everybody. Their losses, they lost to top-ranked Lomega. They were second in the Canton tournament, 3rd in the Ward Center Classic, but they lost to number 1 Lomega, lost to number 10 Cyril, and lost to number 12 Arapahoe Butler. The 3 losses to 3 real good ranked teams, and a couple of those were early in the season. And, those are games that they also were in. These are not, they were never been really embarrassed. They have been a tough out no matter who they played, and they are absolutely loaded. It's going to be up to Laverne to kind of up to that challenge, and it's going to be up to both of these teams to take care of the ball. The name of the game tonight is going to be a ball control and being able to keep your possessions, because both of these teams try to turn you over. It is going to be a sweltering defense. There's going to be a lot of steals. There's going to be a lot of contact, and they're going to try to make each other uncomfortable. They've played before. Laverne lost 47-40 a little bit ago. That was a few weeks ago when Arnett won this, January 11th. So actually less than that a little bit when Arnett won. So they're familiar with each other. They just played, but this isn't then. This is now. A Shattuck Shootout's on the line. After this, it's Arnett and Laverne. Somebody's taking home a trophy tonight. We'll be back here on our Round Ball Roundup on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
These are the sounds of a dinner. But not just any dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. Because without food, it can't. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations to the COVID-19 Relief Fund are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Your help is needed now more than ever, and every dollar makes a difference. That's feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. On behalf of Feeding America and families nationwide, thank you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
From K101, your undisputed Tri-State sports leader, this is Round Ball Roundup.
Left hand up, under, gets the foul, and the bucket drops.
Tonight's high school basketball is brought to you by Bank 7, where their best investment is you. H&R Block. Block has your back. Call 580-256-6623 to visit with your local Woodward H&R Block today. And Moore's Roofing, neighbors you can trust with all your roofing needs.
A little baby hook won't drop, but a rebound and a put back.
And now, with the call of tonight's games, here's Trent Caldwell.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back here to Indian Fieldhouse here in Shattuck, Oklahoma, getting ready for the title games of the Shattuck Shootout. It's all led up to this, and we're going to have a doozy of a fast-paced game. Don't blink tonight. You might miss a bucket. It's going to be 12-3 Laverne taking on 15-3 Arnett, your eighth-ranked team in Class B. Laverne, a Class A team, coming in here. And good evening again, everybody. Trent Caldwell here bringing in action to you as we just saw Laverne guys taking home first place and the Shattuck girls taking home third place in those earlier matchups. Two good performances by those two schools trying to get geared up before the postseason. But here it is. Here's the one everybody's been waiting on. A lot of pressure going to be applied tonight. And Arnett Lady Wildcats, we mentioned Coach Trippett for Laverne. They're led by Coach Scott Friesen in his 28th season, 424 wins. He's 21st on the active coaching list. He's three ahead of Muldrow's Jana Armour. He's 12 wins behind Brady Hamer at Steeling for some kind of frame of reference. He just passed Elvin Sweeten of Healton. If you don't know who that is, that's Sherry Cole's high school coach. He's got some big wins under his belt. He won the 99 state title, and he's got everybody back plus one. He's going to get a freshman, another Bayless, Landry Bayless, going to join that starting lineup tonight. That's a name you're going to hear a lot as well. We'll get into those starters and what we can expect after this national anthem getting ready to come at you here, as you can hear the crowd on their feet, and you can hear the Oklahoma theme song coming out. Getting ready for Arnett and Laverne. Boys game coming up after this. Shattuck and Visai going to fight for the title. Whoever wins is going to be their first Shattuck Shootout title tonight. And here we go with the national anthem. And great job, per usual, of the national anthem here in Shattuck. And some getting ready for the starting lineups here. Some names you want to know, the juniors, Caitlin Long and Whitley Cash, right now for Laverne. They've been all tournaments. The last two tournaments they've played, Whitley Cash has been the MVP of them. She's got 26 points in the tournament so far. Long has 22, and they are going to be providing a lot of pressure on the perimeter, and they're going to need to come out shooting. Caitlin Long has struggled a little bit early in games. She kind of gets her feet under her later. She may have to come out and shoot a little hotter in this one. And for the Arnett, or the Wildcats, the name you want to know is Brooklyn Bayless. She's going to be All-State. She's been All-Tournament the last 2 years. 19 a game, 3.7 assists, and more importantly, maybe 4.1 steals a game. She's everywhere. She's an energy player. And her sister, Landry, the freshman, is also just like her. She's going to create a lot of havoc and a lot of pressure on the perimeter. Another name you want to know, Anna Hope Santana, gives Arnett an inside presence. She averages 10 points and 5.7 rebounds, but more importantly, she shoots at 90% from the line. When she doesn't get into foul trouble, this is a different Arnett squad. They can go inside, they can go outside, and they're more versatile than they have been in the past. They've got better, and they are really looking to make a run. It's been a tough schedule for Arnett, and they are looking to make a statement here tonight, and this would be a big win as well for the Lady Tigers of Laverne. So here we go. Starting lineups tonight, Laverne, Whitley Cash, number 5, the junior. Caitlin Long, the junior, number 11. Presley Brown, another junior, number 14. And the fourth junior, Macy Bentley, number 20. Nani Echevarria, the senior, the lone senior starting for the Laverne Lady Tigers in the purple. And in the white, the Arnett Lady Wildcats, junior Sarah Whalen, junior Ashton Southers, junior Anna Hope Santana, number 22. Senior Brooklyn Bayless, number 23. And freshman Landon Bayless, number 32. They flip around numbers for the two sisters. Santana going to tip it against Echevarria. Laverne or Arnett in the white with the black numbers left to right. Laverne in the purple with the white numbers right to left. Championship time here at the Shattuck Shootout. And the tip goes back to Whalen in the Wildcats. She quickly gives it to Bayless, ahead to Landry, back to Brooklyn. In the paint, poked away from behind and a quick foul. No position there for Echevarria. Picks up one quick one. It's one foul, one play for Laverne. Going to be inbounded now by Sarah Whalen under the hoop. Couple down up screens, looking inside. They get it to Summers, who can shoot it. And a lot of these Arnett players play together in the offseason. They're in the summer league team together. They have spent a lot of hours and minutes playing with one another. Bayless looking for room. Drive outside to Whalen. Good job. Long will be on Bayless. It's man defense here. It'll be Caitlin's long job to lock up Brooklyn. Into the post. Santana, triple team, back outside. Open three for Landry. Bayless, it rolls out. Fight for the rebound. Whitley Cash goes on the floor for it. Goes between her legs, and Macy Bentley gets back and saves it just in time there. Ahead, Long thought about a three. It would have been a deep one. She's going to pull it out and reset. 7:18 to go in the first quarter. Scoreless here early. Cash over to Presley Brown. She fakes a pass and dribbles out to the wing. Flips it inside to Bentley. Touch pass underneath to Echevarria, and great team basketball there. Brown on the assist, the hockey assist for Presley Brown. And it's going to be driven out of bounds and almost into my lap. It goes out of bounds right in front of me. Gets poked away. Going to stay here, though, with Arnett. And that would have been, everything would have come down if that would have happened. 2-0 Laverne. Brooklyn Bayless gets the basketball and takes it over to Southers. Southers drives inside. And back outside to Brooklyn. She's going to lock it up for a three and knocks it down. Just needed a little bit of room, and all of a sudden it's 3-2. Pressure on here quickly by Arnett and quickly broken by Laverne. Quickly ahead to Long. It's a three on one. She's going to stop and pop and would not hit the shot. Rebound Brooklyn Bayless. Good look by Long. Couldn't knock it down. And they say pressure teams hate to be pressed. Landry Bayless, right hand. Oh, what a count it if it went. She's going to pick up the foul and hustling down the floor. Showing the quicks. Bayless going to go to the free throw line and shoot a couple. And that foul is going to be the third foul already on Laverne, and the second foul on Echevarria. So three quick ones. And Echevarria picks up number two. She's going to actually have to take a seat. It's going to bring in Sosa as Bayless hits that free throw. Makes it 4-2. Chance to make it 5 here for the freshman. She locks it up and misses it. Long rebound, though. Fight for it. Sosa, good box out by Sosa. Kept Southers from pulling it down. And goes over to Whitley Cash. Hands it back off to Caitlin Long. Drops it over. Whitley Cash fakes the three. Steps back to shoot a deeper one. That one won't go. Long rebound. Southers coming away with it. And back the other way. Quickly, Southers trapped away from behind and stolen. Good hands there by Bentley. And a steal by Laverne. Score 4-2. 6:04 to go in the first quarter. Caitlin Long with the basketball. She drives, stops, drops it off to Bentley. Gets in the paint with the right hand. Soft touch. Macy Bentley 4-2, and we're tied at 4. 5:53 to go. And stopped right in front of us is Bayless. Good defense by Long. She gets it across to Landry. Landry over to Southers, who's open for three. She can hit those and banks it in. Yes, don't know if she called it, but it went down. Southers has three. That's her shot. Maybe not the bank, but she does shoot it well from the three-point line. And now, oh, got away with an over and back on Presley Brown. The ball didn't go over. Her foot went over. So maybe she wasn't. Whitley Cash drops it in for two and a long two. And that was my mistake because her foot went over. The ball never crossed. Cash has two. It's 7-6 Arnett. Quick three on the other end. This time Southers heat check. Rebound went over. The ball never crossed. Cash has two. It's 7-6 Arnett. Quick three on the other end. This time Southers heat check. Rebound Whalen under the hoop. And she's going to get fouled on the putback. Bentley upset with herself there for not boxing out. Whalen going to go to the free throw line and can't give up second chance opportunities. One of the keys I wrote down was the Echeverria-Santana battle in the paint, and right now with Nani out, that's going to be a big advantage to Santana. She hasn't touched it here in the last couple possessions, but that's going to clear out the middle as Whalen hits that free throw for one. Who shoots it better is another big key. And another one for Laverne. They got worn out yesterday in that Shattuck game. They got to hopefully have enough physically and emotionally not be drained in this one. So far, they've started out with a lot of fire as those two free throws fall for Sarah Whalen. It's 8-6. Arnett in front by two, 5:15 to go in the first quarter. Pressure on by Arnett. And Laverne so far done a great, or 9-6, I'm sorry. But Laverne did a great job of handling it till that time. Stolen away by Landry Bayless in the passing lane. She crosses over. It's almost stolen by Long, but Landry gets it back. She poked it away again, but Landry saves it again. And quick hands there by Caitlin Long. Bayless gets a step on Brown. Flips it over to Santana, and she flips it into traffic. And that is going to be a foul, and that might be on Sosa or Long. I think that will be on Sosa. That is five fouls already on the Lady Tigers, who have having trouble defending without fouling. There's 4:53 to go in the first quarter. Laverne's going to have to be careful. Fortunately, they've spread them out except for Echeverria. And Brooklyn Bayless wants to survey the floor. Gets a screen, but doesn't take it. She went the other way with a quick step up underneath, and the shot wouldn't fall for her. Still loose and tipped away by Arnett. As Sosa thought that at the last said no, and she was right. Going to go to Laverne, trailing by three, 9-6, 4:39 to go here in this quarter. Bentley picks it up, quickly over to Cash. Cash back to Bentley. Macy crossing that timeline, gets it over to Caitlin Long. Caitlin doesn't like it, goes to the top of the key, over in the wing to Cash. Pass fake, puts it on the deck, nowhere to go. Over back in the corner, three for Long from the wing, air ball. And trade by Bentley, who dives across and gives it to Brown. Great job. Now Long gets called for a travel, and they catch a break, and Long trying to attack the basket, shuffled her feet in a turnover. Laverne, it's a three-point lead for Arnett. They get the ball back with 4:14 to go in the first quarter. Inbounded, quickly ahead to Whalen. Corner three, she's open. Bounces high, miss, rebound Santana. One dribble, takes it inside, nowhere to go. Back outside to Bayless. One dribble, back out to Landry. Landry over to Whalen in the corner. Back to Landry, back to Brooklyn. Brooklyn's going to shoot another three, top of the key. It's going to bounce long, and Whitley Cash with the rebound. A couple misses there early for Bayless. Quickly ahead to Sosa, other end of the floor. She dropped the pass, and it's going to bounce right down to the feet of Southers, and another turnover, Laverne. Quickly ahead to Brooklyn Bayless. Streaking inside, left-hand Santana off the glass, picks up the foul. Shot would have counted if it didn't. She's going to help up Bentley, who tried to get back, was a step too slow. And Bentley with her second foul. And that is six fouls already for Laverne. One more. The rest of the way is going to be foul shooting for Arnett. And Laverne with way too many fouls here early. And Santana, we mentioned, you can't foul her. She shoots 90% from the line. Leone's going to come in now for Bentley with two fouls. And Coach Trippett beside himself there. Scores 10-6. Arnett in front of Laverne. 3:39 to go in the first quarter. And she hit them both. And she may be the best free throw shooter in the building at 91%. That's an incredible number. And they drive it over to Caitlin Long. Crosses that timeline. She's double teamed. And that pressure defense from Arnett. Arnett, Long's got to get rid of it. She gets it over to Leone. Picks it up. Back to Caitlin. Caitlin pass fake. Nowhere to go. Bayless in her hip pocket. She gives it over to Cash. They switch. Bayless now on Cash. Cash over to Long. It's tipped and stolen away by Whalen. Good defense by Arnett. Whalen picks it up. And back to Bayless, over to her sister Brooklyn. Brooklyn from the wing. Back, top of the key. Landry, short-armed it. And a rebound, though, by Southers. Back out, or by Whalen, back out to Southers. Southers tries to go inside and unwisely takes it in. It's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrows going to the Lady Tigers, who trail by five with under three to play in the first quarter. 2:59, it's 11-6, the score. And we're going to get a timeout by Laverne, and we will take it with them. So, number three to play in the first quarter, Arnett 11, Laverne 6, title game of the Shattuck Shootout here on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moores Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moores Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moores Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Back in Shattuck, frenetic first quarter, 11-6 to score. Arnett on front of Laverne by five as pressure being applied on both sides here as a full court press about to be tagged here by Arnett. A little bit of a 3-1-1 with Santana in the middle of midcourt, but quickly broken by Laverne doing a nice job. And if you can handle that press by Arnett, you can hang in the game with them. So far, Laverne doing a pretty good job. Almost lost one there. Goes back to Presley Brown. It's also a half-court trapping defense as well. Now they take it over to the corner to Cash. She steps inside, slips one into Long, slips the extra pass into Sosu, comes up shooting and missed it. Shot altered by Santana. They get the rebound by the Arnett Wildcats, and Landry Bayless looking to run. Corner to Southers. Laverne gets back, and Arnett pulls it back, and they're going to slow it down. Now over to Landry Bayless, back to Brooklyn. Brooklyn spinning in the paint. She's cut off, flips it over to Landry. Landry drives inside right hand, and she gets fouled, taking it to the hoop. Sosa stepped too slow. And if you are a step slow, these Wildcats will take off on you, and they pick up a foul again. It's 1-1 the rest of the way. It's going to be free throws for this half for the Arnett Wildcats. That is second foul on Sosa. And Landry Bayless' free throw won't fall. She was shooting, so she's going to get two. Would be a 1-1 normally, but it's a shooting foul, so she's going to get a couple cracks at this. Chance to make it a 6-point lead, and that is up, and she missed them both. Rebound, Caitlin Long. Verne dodging a bullet there. 2:16 to go in the first quarter. Drive by Leone on the full court pass, and won't go. She missed a lay-in, and now back the other way comes Bayless. Off her foot, Long with the steal, and she's got a breakaway. Landry Bayless behind her, takes it to the rack, missed the shot. Blocked behind by Landry, and another putback. She's fouled. So Bayless gets all ball there, at least makes it a tough shot. I don't know if she got a piece of it or not. But Caitlin Long gets her own rebound. She's fouled by Bayless. That's one on Landry. That'll first foul on Arnett while Laverne has seven here with 2:01 to go in the first quarter. Free throws for Caitlin Long, and she hit it. She's on the board with one. 11-7 the score as Arnett jumping out quickly. Tigers have never led in this one so far. Second free throw up and down for Caitlin Long, and she cuts it to three. 2:01 to go in the first quarter. Brooklyn Bayless with the basketball. He comes across. Leone on her. Crosses over. Spins her back inside. Double team. Kicks it back out to Landry. 4-3 from the wing and knocked it down. The answer from Landry Bayless. Makes it a 6-point lead. She's got four. It's 14-8. Quickly breaking the press again. The Tigers. Presley Brown takes it all the way down over to the corner. Back top of the key to Cash. Throws it inside to Ortega, flips it back out to Long for a quick two, and she's got four. It was 14-10. Ortega there coming in off that last foul shot. As Paolo Ortega is in there with Leone, with Brown, with Cash, with Long. Corner over there for Arnett. That's Talara Brown in the game now for the Wildcats. With both Baylesses, Brown, Allison Friesen, Kosa's daughter, and Anna Hope Santana in the post. They try to bounce it to her and overthrow her, but throws it right to Brown, and a foul by Leone, who couldn't believe it. And she's going to have to be careful because she gets her hands on a lot of basketballs, which can sometimes be aggressive, and they can't afford that right now because it's going to be free throws for Arnett. It's going to put Brown at the line. That's the 18th foul for Laverne. 1-1 upcoming for Brown. Seeing her first action with a minute eight to go in the quarter and a couple good minutes so far for her. And the 1-1, and she missed it. Maya jinxed her. Rebound, Whitley Cash. Score remains 14-10. Arnett, 1:04 to go in the first quarter. Cash stops over to Long. Corner, Brown open for three on the wing. Missed it. Rebound, though, backside Leone. She flips it over the wing. Whitley Cash is wide open on the wing, and she hit that one. Can't leave her that wide open. She's going to hit that every time. It's 14-13. Laverne's cut it to one. 46 seconds to go, and as good as Arnett's played, all of a sudden Laverne is only down a point. 40 seconds left in this quarter, first quarter. Bayless back to Landry. Landry tries to lob it inside to Santana. Turns, shoots, and scores. Kept their arms up and a big bucket there just when Laverne was creeping back in. Pressure on by Arnett. Quickly over to Ortega. She drives it baseline. She cut off, and she's going to get a timeout for a foul called. It looks like a foul called on the baseline. That is the second team foul on Arnett, and that will be Talara Brown's first foul with 22.2 to go for the Tigers to shoot. 16-13, Lady Tigers trail Arnett. Into the corner, Leone thought about a three, stepped back out, gives it to Long, 19 seconds left. Baseball pass over to the corner, shot fake by Cash, back out to Brown, inside to Long from the free throw line and hit it. Great ball movement once again. A well-coached team found the open spot, made it 16-15, and Laverne lob again. Santana, one dribble, right hand off the glass and picks up the foul. And it's going to be very hard to guard her with Echevarria out of the game. She's going to go to the free throw line, and you don't want to foul her. 2.1 to go. That'll be the first foul on Caitlin Long. Free throws up and down, and you might as well chalk them up when Santana's at the line. Landry Bayless and Brooklyn Bayless are going to sit down. Southers and Whalen coming back in for Arnett. Wildcats lead by two. It can make it three if Santana, and I should just say when she hits them. Six for her. 18-15, Leone heave at the buzzer. It does not count. Would have tied it if it did, but it won't. Arnett holds the lead by three. 18-15 after a quarter. We'll be back with a second quarter right after this. It is the Shattuck Shootout on K101.
It's time to win a mini, only at Lucky Star Casino. Start earning entries January 3rd for your chance to win a 2022 Mini Cooper. Giveaways at all locations will be Monday, February 14th at 9 p.m. But that's not all. Every Saturday in January, Lucky Star Casino is giving away $1,000 cozy cash every hour from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Head to any of our six Oklahoma locations. Lucky Star Casino, the biggest jackpots are closer than you think.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
Back here in Shattuck. Shattuck Shootout Championship game between the 8th-ranked Arnett Lady Wildcats and the Laverne Lady Tigers right now. Arnett up 3, 18-15. And the Wildcats starting with the basketball to kick things here off in the second quarter. And Southers in the game, gets it from Bayless. She comes around a screen, curls, shoots, and misses. Rebound by Ortega under the hoop as Laverne having to go a little smaller. Caitlin Long passes all the way down to Brown. Flips it into the corner for Leone. Brown thought about a three. Long flashing in the paint. Gets it up underneath Santana for two. Great job by Caitlin Long. Patient, running the floor, taking the pass and finishing. It's 18-17. Laverne's cut it to one. They've never led so far in the game. Bayless, skip pass, far side. Southers, nowhere to go. Skips it right back to Whalen. She drives baseline on Ortega. She's cut off. Flips it down to the other baseline for three. Southers, air ball. Box out by Long and off her arms. But she thought it was going to hit some rim. It didn't and knocked it out of bounds. And a missed opportunity there for Laverne. Goes back to Arnett. Whalen going to inbound. She's in there with Santana, Brooklyn Bayless, Landry Bayless, and Southers. Bounce pass. Nowhere to go for Landry Bayless on the block. She pulls it back out to the wing and gives it to Brooklyn. Brooklyn got Leone on her. Driving kick. Southers driving kick. Bayless, Landry Bayless inside, switches hands midstream and misses the rim, and they're going to call a foul on the rebound. And that foul going to be, looks like, on Santana, and that will be Anna's first. The third on Arnett, 7 minutes to go in the half. Laverne with a chance to take their first lead. Now back to Leone. It's Leone, Brown, Cash, almost a steal by Arnett, and a foul, a loose ball foul. Got a little too aggressive. I think that was Bayless with that hack on the arm. Bayless. Nope. Yep, it is on Bayless. They said three, but that is 23. That is first, her team's fourth. Brown now curls around, flips it back to Whitley Cash. Bounces inside to Ortega on the block. Back outside, three for Long. That one goes down, and Laverne takes the lead. And we're going to get a timeout here by Coach Friesen. Laverne takes their first lead of the game, 2018, with 6:42 to go in the half. You're listening to the Shattuck Shootout Championship game here on K101.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block. Like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Call your local Woodward H&R Block to set up an appointment today at 580-256-6623.
And back here in Shattuck, 6:42 to go in the first half. Laverne's just claimed their first lead of the game, 20-18, off that three by Caitlin Long. Coach Friesen using his first timeout. Both teams have used one timeout so far in this one. And going to be inbounded now to Brooklyn Bayless, who's been quiet so far tonight. She only has 3 points. She drives inside, and she's going to try to change that and missed it. And good defense by Laverne, making it a hard shot and a miss and a rebound by Long. Both of these teams excellent defensively. Now inside over to the other side to Whitley Cash. Corner, Leone, ball fake. Bounce pass inside, stolen away by Santana on the rotation, but knocked it out of bounds. A great defensive job by Anna, getting back just in time onto that block. It's going to be inbounded now by Laverne, who maintains possession. Flip inside to Leone. She's open, corner three, hand in her face. Bounces high off the miss, tipped around, rebound. Tips right back to Arnett and Landry Bayless. And now the Wildcats can take the lead back or tie. Landry over to Wayland. Wayland back to Landry Bayless. In the post, Santana, triple team, back outside to Wayland. Extra pass in the corner, open for three and a miss. The backside rebound by Sosa, and that miss was by Southers. Or by Echevarria, sorry. Echevarria coming back in the game, playing with a couple fouls. They put it all the way around to Brown, and she's fouled on the wrist. I think they're going to tag Sarah Wayland with that. Yep, they do. Her first, fifth foul on Arnett, and kudos to the Laverne Lady Tigers, who with 5:50 to go in the half have managed to curtail their fouling and keep Arnett off the free throw line. Whitley Cash going to inbound her team up 2 points, 5:50 to go in the half. Lobbed into Echevarria, back outside to Presley Brown. They're out there, Leone, or Caitlin Long, I'm sorry. Caitlin Long out there with Presley Brown, Leone, Whitley Cash, and Echevarria. Leone double teamed, gives it back to Brown, almost lost it. Gets inside of the block to Echevarria. Skip pass, Leone, extra pass to Brown. Thought about a three, said no. Picks up her dribble. Corner for Caitlin Long, and she wants to reset this. Good defense here by Arnett, staying in front of everybody. Corner, Brown on the one. She's kind of between the wing and the corner. She gets it into Leone in the paint. Back outside, Whitley Cash, wing three. Bounces high, rebound Sarah Wayland. Pretty good look. Shot wouldn't fall for Whitley. Landry. Corner for Wayland. She's wide open over there. Nobody stopped her, and she hit it. And Arnett's back in front. Big three there, 21-20. Arnett leads again. Second lead change, and the pressure on for the Wildcats. Laverne quickly getting it over to Echevarria. Lobbed inside, stolen away by Bayless on the pressure. Bayless one-on-one with Cash off the glass and down. Brooklyn with a steal and a bucket coast-to-coast, and Arnett's in front by three, 23-20. Lobbed into the timeline to Leone. She's got to get it over. Gets it over to Long. Long. Cut off on the wing. She's going to stop, pull up. No one stops her shot. She's going to pull out and miss it. But a long rebound by Presley Brown off the miss. I don't think Caitlin Long realized she was that wide open. Turned around and looked. Now they're going to give it to her for a long two. That's an air ball. And now that time maybe too quick of a shot. Ball goes back to Arnett with a three-point lead. A couple substitutions. Ashton Southers is going to come out. They're going to bring in Allison Friesen. And looks like Landry Bayless coming out as well for the Arnett Lady Wildcats. It brings in Talara Brown. They lead by 3-4, 18 to go in this half. Drive by Bayless, back outside to Wayland. Now over to Brown. We're going to call a travel on Talara Brown. Started moving before she took the ball with her. Unforced error by the Wildcats and a break for the Lady Tigers. They've done an exceptional job in this quarter, not fouling right now. It's 4:09 so far, 4:09 to go. Baseball pass, Long. That's a way to beat the press. Throw it over top of it to Presley Brown for a three, and she hit it. Great job that time. Everybody up in the press. Presley Brown finding herself open and hit it. Lob inside to Santana, poked away as Echevarria was front in the post. Knocked it out of bounds. Going to stay with Arnett. We're tied at 23. That's one way to beat the press if they're up in your face and you're turning it over a couple times. Just throw it the length of the floor. Macy Bentley going to come in for Echevarria here as Laverne goes small. Interesting decision here. Arnett inbounded under their hoop. Couple screens across. They drip it into Talar Brown on the block. Flips it right back outside to Friesen, who cocks up a three. That one's going to come up short, and a rebound by Whitley Cash. Skies down and rips it away. Tough board there. Bentley ahead to Leone on the wing. Crowd wanted to travel. They're not going to get it. Caitlin Long looking for room. Nowhere to go. She's got to watch a double team coming. She gets rid of it just in time. Over to Leone. Got to watch those traps in the corner on these Arnett. Lady Wildcats went for the steal to Brown. Didn't get it. Goes to Cash over to Long, who's open on the wing for a three. It's an air ball and going to go long and out of bounds. She was open. Got a good look. Wouldn't fall for her. And now Arnett coming across the timeline, tied at 23, 3:15 to go here. Inside, Santana with the foul and not going to get the bucket. But a great job by Anna getting down there and going to the free throw line, which might as well be a bucket for her. That's a 10th team foul on Laverne. That's a first foul on Whitley Cash. And chance for Santana to give Arnett the lead back, and she does. She's got seven, all of them but two from the line. And a chance for another one here. And you got to know your scouting report from her. That, she missed one. Really went all the way down in and came back out, but she did miss one. Score remains 24-23. 1-point lead here for Arnett. Long from the wing. Corner. Cash trapped in that corner. Got to go somewhere. It's nowhere to go in that dead man's corner. Finally gets rid of it to Long over to Brown. They swing it around to Leone. And Laverne survives what could have been a turnover there on that defense. This little 1-3-1 trapping defense by Arnett. Now they go to give it to down in the corner to Taya Leone. She stutter stepped and traveled. So they beat the press. They stopped the traps, and Leone walks with the basketball. Now we're going to get another sub. Allison Friesen coming out for Landry Bayless. 1-point lead for Arnett, and 2:40 to go in this half. Bayless driving kick outside. Three for Talara Brown. Hand in her face. Air ball. And Bentley boxing out Santana. Does a great job on that board. Quickly ahead to Leone. She's got to be careful traveling. She's been close a couple times. They give it over to Cash. All the way into the corner to Brown. Almost stolen away. Flashing to the free throw line for two. It's Caitlin Long, and she hit it. Nice job moving without the basketball. She's got 11 already. 2:14 to go in the half. It's 25-24. Laverne back in front by a point. Lob into Santana. Lobbed it too far to Brooklyn Bayless and turned it over. They were front in the post. She tried to throw a little touch pass. A little too much touch. And now Leone's going to come out. We're going to see Cameron Baggs get her first action of the game. Presley Brown, Cash, Bentley, and Long out there for Laverne. Breaking the press. They get it over. Skip pass, other side to Cash. Cash, drive, cut off, back outside to Brown. Bounce pass, Long, pass over to Baggs. Shot fake, she drives inside, stops, pops, misses it, and a rebound by Sarah Whalen. 1:48 to go, Arnett trailing by one, chance to get the lead back here. Skip it over to Bayless. Bayless on that wing, getting a screen from Santana, slipped by Presley Brown. Nice job getting around that screen by Santana. Nowhere to go for Bayless. She's going to take it and reset. Looking to attack. Drives, picks up her dribble. Nowhere to go. Kicks it back to Whalen. Whalen gets around everybody. Bounce passes into the corner. Brown is wide open for three, and she hit it. Talara Brown gives the lead back to the Lady Wildcats, 27-25, and the press on quickly. Bentley picks up her dribble. Cash to Long, and a foul, a reach-in foul on Landry Bayless with minute 14 to go in the half. Going to be the 16th foul on Arnett and the second on Landry. One more, and Laverne will be shooting. And 10 team fouls, though, the double bonus for Arnett if they get fouled. It'll be the 1-1 for Laverne. Bayless is going to come out. They don't want her picking up third foul. Souther's going to come back in. Inbounded to Bentley. Hands it back to Long, and Brooklyn Bayless grabbed it and caused a jump ball. Great defense by Bayless, but the possession arrow going to Laverne. Basically, Long took the handoff, and then Bayless tried to take it from Long instantly after she took it. Great job there. And they're going to inbound it there to Macy Bentley. Over to Long. Back in the corner to Whitley Cash. Long three. Bounces high. Tipped around. And they're going to get a foul on the board. And that's going to be a push in the back. And that will be at the free throw line. for Arnett. That foul going to be the first on Cameron Baggs. Two free throws here for Ashton Southers with a minute four to go. Southers at the line. And she is going to clock it up and roll it in, and just rolls it in. Gives her team a three-point lead. She's got four. Minute four to go here in the half. Three-point lead for the Lady Wildcats. Southers again. In and out. She missed it. And Laverne's got hope here at the end of this half to try to tie it up. Trailing by three. 59 seconds in the first half. Cash with the ball. Down on the Bags. Short corner. Gets around everybody. Flips it to the corner. Presley Brown open. 4-3. Air ball. Backside board ripped away by Talara Brown. She's having some nice minutes here. Coming off the bench. Over to Southers in the corner. She flips it over, almost stolen away, but Bayless comes away with it. She's going to reset it here, 38 seconds to go. She flips it over to reset and move. She's moving the chess pieces around. She's got Santana on the left block, everybody else on the perimeter. She's trying to hold for the last shot here. She's going to dribble the air out of it, 24 seconds left, and Brooklyn wants to take the last shot. And Tigers done a great job on Brooklyn Bayless tonight. But she is bound and determined. She's going to make her presence felt at some point in a lot of other ways as well. 11 seconds left for Brooklyn. Nice job by Brown staying in front of her. Made her pick up her dribble. She gives it up to Whalen. Six to shoot to Brooklyn Bayless. Five to shoot. Four to shoot. Bayless driving inside. Left hand and picking up the foul and going to go to the free throw line. And you'll have to see her do a little more of that here in the second half. That time she's going to earn it from the line. And Macy Bentley has picked up her third foul. That's a big third foul. Bentley, the heart and soul of this Tiger team. You know, 2.2 seconds to go. Brooklyn Bayless hits the first free throw. She's got six. It's a two-possession lead now, 29-25. Couple substitutions here. Santana and Brown going to come out. They're going to bring in Landry Parsons. Whalen out there with Southern. Second free throw drops for Brooklyn Bayless, who's got seven. 1 second to shoot, five-point lead. Baseball shot by Long and throws it over everything. Almost hits the Laverne Tiger. And that's going to do it for the first half. A tight one here. Close basketball game. Arnett leads by five, 30-25 over Laverne. Championship game coming up. Second half and halftime right after this. It's Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Security State Bank of Laverne has been serving the area since 1921. You can trust the bank, the people, and the service at Security State Bank of Laverne. They make mobile banking easy with their 24/7 customer service. You can visit their website at ssbcheyenne.bank or stop by in person at 111 East Janger Road. Security State Bank of Laverne, a proud supporter of the community, students, and athletes, as they know how important it is to help the community build a strong future. Security State Bank of Laverne is a small town bank with big bank capabilities. Member FDIC.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
Welcome back here in Shattuck. The championship game is a five-point lead for the Arnett Lady Wildcats. They lead 30-25 over the Laverne Lady Tigers, and your leading scorer so far in this one. Caitlin Long has 11, and we mentioned it's imperative to her to get out to a hot start. She answered that bell. She's been a big reason this game is close. Whitley Cash has 5. Presley Brown has 5. Macy Bentley has 2. Nani Echeverria has 2. She got 2 fouls early and was able to stay out of foul trouble at the end. That's going to be big because they're going to need somebody in the post who can bang around with Santana, who's got 7. Most of those, all 5 of those from the free throw line. Bayless has 7 as well. Southers with 4. Wayland with 5. Talara Brown with 3. So Arnett spreading the scoring around, really playing team basketball. And that's been the difference in this team from a year ago, as it looked like, sometimes it looked like the Brooklyn Bayless show. This is not the case so far. This is a different Wildcat team. It's really playing well and really playing as a team. And that's what's been impressive. They can play a couple different ways with you. And they've been difficult matchup tonight for Laverne, who's managed to come back. They led, they trailed the whole first quarter, but were able to come back, take the lead a couple times in that second quarter. They just want to get over the hump and try to get some points on the board here as we get to ready to start the second half. Great job, though, by Laverne handling that Arnett pressure, and great job by Arnett handling Laverne pressure. So both squads have done a good job taking care of the basketball as kind of one of our keys to this game. And Laverne doing a nice job not letting it bother them in that 1-3-1 press. They've been able to break it and get some buckets out of it. But so far, hanging tough here as a team that beat them by 7 not too long ago. And great performance here tonight so far for Arnett. So championship-level basketball being played by these two squads. It feels like a postseason game, and we're going to have more of that in store for you. We'll take a break, be right back here with the second half. At halftime, it's Arnett 30. It is Laverne 25, championship game of the Shattuck Shootout. Halftime, or second half, coming up after this here on K101.
For all of your pharmacy needs, stop by your local Medic Pharmacy in Gifts. Our full-service pharmacies can take care of all of your prescription needs. In fact, they also have Lisa Oakley, a certified hearing instrument specialist, and Remedies and Revolvers in their Shattuck location. Yes, that's correct. Medic Pharmacy in Shattuck is your one stop for anything from a weapon for your personal protection, Vortex Optics, Traeger's Grills, Gifts, hearing issues, prescriptions, lift chairs, or medical supplies. Medic Pharmacy is a proud sponsor of all local athletics.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Back at Shattuck, Shattuck Shootout. Championship game, Arnett Lady Wildcats versus Laverne Lady Tigers. 30-25 to score at the half, and what was a great play the first half. Both teams are struggling a little bit shooting it from three, but it was, both teams taking care of the basketball, making some good decisions. We saw some great passing and some great passes by both these ladies' squads who, and make no mistake, these Lady Wildcats have their designs on winning the whole thing. They don't like the way it ended for them in the regional. And they have a lot of experience playing together, and they are hard out if you can't handle that pressure. And they're really hard out if you can. But as we're seeing tonight, Laverne's done a pretty good job, and they still trail by 5. And Laverne Lady Tigers really played well. We mentioned 2 tournaments they've won already. This would be the third tournament they've won this year if they win this. So postseason basketball, or tournament basketball, rather, is favors these Laverne Lady Tigers. They like the format. They're able to come away. I thought maybe they'd come out flat. They spent a lot of energy last night in that rivalry game and what was a loud place. There was some bad blood between the two teams going on the floor. It's a lot of emotional and physical effort expended last night, but Laverne showing no worse for the wear. They came back ready to play, and kudos to those ladies bouncing back quickly and showing some fire. As everybody on the floor is out there kind of giving 100%. There is a lot of effort being displayed, a lot of blood and sweat. Well, maybe not any blood yet, but there is a lot of sweat out there on the floor at any rate. Let's hope there's no blood. Right now, Arnett leads by 30. They struck first blood in that first quarter and never looked back. They led the entire first quarter. 18-15 was the score. And Laverne did come back, took the lead a couple times in that second quarter, but the end belonged to the Arnett Lady Wildcats. But good job by the Lady Tigers, who were quickly had put Arnett in the bonus, but were able to stop fouling in that second quarter and play defense with their feet and not their hands. Changed kind of the complexion of this basketball game. So here we go. Second half, we will crown a winner. Somebody's going to win their first Shattuck Shootout right after this as we get into halftime here. Laverne and Arnett. They're going to flip-flop sides. Lady Tigers in the purple. And Arnett in the white. Arnett going to be going right to left. And the Wildcats going to start with the basketball here in this half. Going right to left. It's going to start with Sarah Whalen. Get inbound in front of the Shattuck announce table. And a couple screen set down low. Bayless pops out. She's guarded by Long. They get it to her. They almost poked away by Long. And that time she came off two screens, not tight enough. Good job by Caitlin Long, not making things easy. Whalen's got to go down and get it. She does. Slaps the ball. Lost it inside this time. Nice pass. She throws it over everybody. Gets it to Brooklyn Bayless. Here we go with the second half. Arnett with a five-point lead in the basketball. Driving inside. Bayless back outside to Whalen. She steps into the elbow. Back to Brooklyn. Brooklyn looking for room, nowhere to go. Flips it to Landry. Landry drives in right hand, and she's hacked going inside the paint. Sosa just couldn't stay in front of her, and that's a mismatch there. And Landry knew it. That's a third foul on Maria Sosa, who's starting this half. She came off the bench before. It's Sosa, Echevarria, Brown, Long, and Cash, and a missed free throw there by Landry Bayless. Interesting decision there by Coach Trippett. Second free throw falls for Landry Bayless to not start Bentley with her third foul. He's trying to just keep her out of foul trouble. Now quickly ahead comes Laverne, 31-25. They trail by six after that last free throw by Landry Bayless. Top of the key, Whitley Cash looking for space. Back to Long. Long surveying the defense. That 1-3-1 trapping zone, trying to find room. Nobody moving for Laverne. Somebody's going to have to get this zone moving. They flip it over to Brown. Change of directions. Brown over to Long. They were doing a good job in that first half, kind of passing inside outside on this trapping zone over to Cash in the wing. Near wing, bounces inside to Long. She flips outside to the perimeter. Now flips it to Sosa. Bounce pass inside Echevarria. Pitches it back out to the wing. There we go with some ball movement. Long skips it over to the far side. Touch pass out to Brown. Right inside to a flashing Caitlin Long into traffic. Left hand and picks up the foul. Finally there, that last little bit of that possession. They finally started moving without the basketball. Good job by Long. She's really made her hay flashing into that free throw line. She'll take it from there and shoot it or drive. That is the third foul now on Landry Bayless. First team foul on Arnett and free throws for Caitlin Long. She hits the first one. Got 12 already. 26 for Laverne, 31 for Arnett. A chance for Caitlin Long to cut into that five-point lead, make it four. She's got 13. Good game tonight for Caitlin, who plays big in big games. She was big in the Oil Center Classic final as well. Had maybe her best game of the three. They get it over to Whalen. Back outside. Swing it around to Bayless. Bayless driving right hand off the glass. Won't fall and missed everything but the backboard and a rebound. Sosa quickly over to Cash. Whitley Cash to Long. Slips it over the other side. Sosa bounce pass. Paint. Echevarria double team. Back outside. Long fakes the shot. Crosses over into the paint. Drive and kick outside to Sosa. Good defense by Arnett. Cash over to Brown. She's open on the corner for a 3-0. Down, came back out. Rebound by Landry Bayless. 2-on-2. She strives. Flips it over to Southers. Takes one dribble. Takes it up. Right hand. Tough shot and gets it to fall. Muscles it in for Ashton Southers. 33-27. And press on quickly for Arnett. Quickly broken by Laverne. Sosa now over in the corner to Long. Drives baseline. She's cut off. Picks up her dribble. Back out to Sosa. Picks up her dribble, skips it over to Brown, almost stolen by Southers. Brown drives, stops, pops, short two, won't fall, rebound under the hoop. One dribble on the ground by Long and hits the deck. And they're going to say foul on the ground. And that is going to be, nope, they're going to say timeout, call the timeout there. to save the possession. So that looks like Coach Trippett. 33-27, timeout on the floor. Arnett leads Laverne by six. Back after this on our Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block. Like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Call your local Woodward H&R Block to set up an appointment today at 580-256-6623.
K101.
That's funny. I don't care who you are. That's funny.
We've got your country covered.
KWOX, Woodward, Oklahoma.
K101.
Shattuck Shootout, title game. Arnett leads Laverne on the ladies' side, 33-27. Whitley Cash three coming out of the inbound pass. Oh, bounced around and rattled out for her. And they're going to be a foul under the hoop that time by Laverne. That'll be their second team foul. That'll be the fourth foul, though, on Macy Bentley, who just come in the game coming out of that shot. I mean, she didn't even start the half and just come in for about 5 seconds. Picks up her fourth foul, and a tough night for Macy. Gives the ball right back to Laverne. They're going to need her down the stretch. And now she's going to be sitting for a while. They hand it off to Bayless. Flips it inside to Santana. It's pushed out and has to drop it back off to Southers. On the perimeter is Brooklyn. Guarded by Brown. They switch on her. They give it back to Southers. And a good job on Bayless so far defensively. Get it back to Brooklyn. She's got Echeverria on her. A bit of a mismatch, and she tries to go around her, but she's double-teamed. Nice job by Caitlin Long, making her give up the basketball. Weave outside. Bayless out to Wayland. Another weave. Landry Bayless finds a crease. Right hand, takes it up. Tough shot, bucket, and the foul. Landry Bayless looking to attack. She had just enough space. That'll be the third team foul on Laverne, and Landry going to go to the free throw line for the and-one attempt. That'll be the second foul on Presley Brown. And Landry has, I think, seven. That's unofficial. First one for in the free throw and one attempt goes down. Make it eight. Arnett starting to pull away here a little bit. 36-27, 5:06 to go in the third quarter. And the press on. Quickly head to Cash and it quickly broke into Presley Brown. They've done a nice job with the press as Laverne gives people fits usually. Now it's a 1-3-1 trapping press. Cash drops back out to Caitlin Long. Or 1-3-1 half-court pressure as they basically trap in these corners when they get a chance. Long's going to try a three. That's a big shot, and she dropped it down. Make it 16 for her. She cuts it back to six, and the Tigers refusing to go away here. Southers back out to Landry Bayless. Over to Brooklyn. 4:34 to go in the third quarter. Gets a screen from Santana. Doesn't use it. Little Euro step inside and rolls it in. Hit every inch of that rim before it dropped down, and she's laughing about it. And poked away, but poked out of bounds by Arnett. It's going to stay here with Laverne on the inbounds pass. As a crowd holding its breath on that one. Took forever to drop. 4:21 to go in the third quarter. It's 38-30 Arnett. Laverne trying to inbound. They loft it over to Leone. Nice pass there by Cash. Leone gets it over the timeline. She's trapped quickly. Gets it back to Cash. Baseline. Long drives, and she gets fouled on the ground, I think. Going for that bucket. That foul's going to be on Wayland. That'll be her second. That'll be the second team foul on Arnett. Not a shooting foul. They're going to inbound it under the hoop here for Laverne. Trailing by eight. 4:14 to go in the third quarter. Arnett leads. Lofting all the way back to the perimeter. And Leone. Leone out there with Cash. Gives it over to her. She's going to shoot a long two. Turns and shoots and misses. And a rebound by Santana. Santana quickly over to Bayless. Bayless quickly up to Southers. Arnett now. Gives it to Landry. Landry drives, shoots right hand and gets another one and gets it to drop and go into the free throw line. And Landry Bayless coming to play tonight. She's got 10, a freshman. It's going to be 4 years of dealing with her if you're in Class B. That's another bucket. She goes to the line for another and one attempt. Misses the and one. That's the second foul, by the way, on Leone. Forward to Brown. Brown back to Long. She stops from the free throw line and comes up short. Nice box out. Good rebound. Santana ahead to Brooklyn Bayless. 10-point lead for Arnett. Now over to Landry. Going to have to close out on her. They give it over to Wayland. Back to Landry. She's going to chalk one up. Heat check and an air ball and a rebound by Whitley Cash. Quickly forward. Great pass by Cash, but Brown wasn't expecting it over her outstretched hands. Right idea. Led her just a little bit too much. Would have been two. Instead, it's going to be a turnover. Would have likely been two. Said it's a turnover. Now it's 40-30. Barnett stays in front by 10. And Bayless bringing it up. 3:23 to go in this third quarter. Guarded by Leone. Gives it over to Landry Bayless. She throws to a right blocking foul on Brown, and that's going to be three on Presley. And that'll be the 15th foul, on Laverne. And now that's going to bring in Landry Bayless. Going to take a seat. Allison Friesen going to come in the game. Stack on the left side of the lane. They all scatter. Bounce pass into Santana. Nice job by Leona denying the inbounds. Knocks it out of bounds. Going to stay here with Arnett. And they're going to flip-flop sides and inbound it under the other near side of the basket for the Lady Wildcats. And they're going to stack on the other side. This time Southers pops loose on the wing. Right back to Friesen. Rifles it into Santana. Double-teamed in the post. Takes one dribble. Kicks it out. Top of the key. Extra pass. Three for Brooklyn Bayless. And she hit the shot. Great ball movement that time. And Brooklyn has 12. Been a quiet 12, but effective nonetheless because now our team's up 13. Drive, kick, Caitlin Long outside. Whitley Cash open. That bounces around, won't go, and ripped the fight for the rebound, and we're going to get whistles everywhere to jump ball. Echevarria getting tangled up with Southers underneath the hoop. Possession arrow stays here with the Lady Tigers with 2:53 to go in the third quarter. And if you're Laverne, just keep your head about you. You want to get it down to single digits coming into the fourth. Loft and lofted over everybody's head, and there's going to be a hustle for the basketball. Bayless tips it into herself, tries to save it and can't. Almost tipped it back into herself. Wasn't able to do that. Goes out of bounds and goes back to Laverne. Great hustle, though, by Brooklyn. 13-point lead for Arnett over Laverne. Championship game of the Shattuck Shootout. 2:47 to go here in the third quarter. Brown lofted down to Echevarria on the left block. She's going to turn, shoot, hand in her face. She's fouled on the shot and going to go to the free throw line. That looks like Friesen. That'll be the third team foul on Arnett. That is Allison's first. Going to put Echevarria at the line, who has got a couple early fouls and a nice job of not fouling here late. And she's done a nice job of fronting Santana, not letting him get a basketball in the post. And she hits that free throw. So she hadn't played many minutes tonight, but they've been good ones when she's been in there. Nani has three. Friesen's going to come out. They're going to bring in Talara Brown for Arnett. Second chance here. Chance to cut it to 11 for Nani Echevarria, and she hit them both. Two big ones. 43-32. Pressure on here for Laverne trying to get a steal. Lobbed into Brooklyn Bayless. Crosses over. Quick pass. Right back to Southers. Right one pass touch underneath the Whalen. It's too far into the hoop. Bounces back to Southers for three on the wing. That's going to come up off the iron. A miss and go out of bounds. Nobody touched it, so it's going to go over to Laverne. Good look there. Shot wouldn't drop for Sarah Whalen. And a break there. Chance here for Laverne to get it into single digits. And Lady Tigers trail 43-32. Cash picks it up, swings it over to Brown. Did a nice job with the passes. Cutting inside of the free throw line. Caitlin Long, pass fake, drives mid post, flips it back out to Brown. Touch pass inside of Echevarria. She drives, kicks it right back to Long. Great pass, short two, and just rolled out. Good offense. Shot wouldn't fall for Caitlin Long. Quickly the other way comes Southers, beating everybody down to the end. She tries to go baseline, kicks it over to the corner. Three for Brooklyn Bayless, and she hit the shot. And now she's heating up. She's got 15. Quiet in that first quarter, but coming alive here. Down inside, Taylor Leone running the floor. Nice pass by Brown on the assist. Leone with the answer with two. And Laverne needed that. 46-34, Arnett in front. Minute 44 to go. A long baseball pass poked away. And that's going to go off of Talara Brown. And that is going to be a turnover. Sarah Whalen touched it last and goes back to the Laverne Tigers. So it's a quick turnover there, 46-34. 12-point lead. Again, Laverne can make it a single-point lead. It's poked away there by Southers. Goes out of bounds, stays with the Lady Tigers. 1:36 to go in this quarter. And a big 1:36 for Laverne trying to get this thing back down under a double-digit lead. They lobbed it into Bayless. Bayless weaves around, looking for room. Crosses back over, crosses that timeline. Baseball pass other side, tipped away again by the Tigers. And this one going back, or staying here, rather. Good defense that time by Laverne. Going to be inbounded by Friesen under the hoop. She's out there with Whalen, Bayless, Southers, Santana. Stuck inside, lofted inside. Brown goes for the steal, doesn't get it. Nice pass going to Southers on the perimeter. Screen, Bayless weaving around. Corner, Southers said no to the three. Skips it over to Whalen, bounces over to Bayless. Why not? Top of the key. That one misses everything but backboard and bounces to the Lady Tigers. Minute 12. Trailing by 12. over Brown, three, wing, bounces once and a miss, and Santana swallows up the board with a minute three to go in the quarter. Lead remains 12 for Arnett. Bayless pulling it out, trying to kill some clock here. Doing a great job in the last few possessions defensively. This is Arnett not giving up any easy ones. Leone is going to be on Bayless right now, trying to stay in front of her. 42 seconds left. They trap her, long trap, so they give it over to Southerns, and they switch. Now Long will be on Bayless. Now they switch again, back to Bayless. Nobody there for a second, but she elects just to hold the basketball. 29 seconds in the quarter. 12-point lead. Arnett not in a hurry. And Bayless just going to dribble it around and dare him to take it from her, or foul her. Leone on her. Whalen, face guarded by Brown, trying to make life difficult. Bayless trying to get around Leone. Doesn't make it. Changes direction. Stops mid-post. Turns, shoots. Comes up short. Rebound Echevarria. And back to Whitley Cash. Five to shoot for Cash. Ahead to Leone. Four to shoot. She's going to pull up from three. Air ball down underneath. They try to save it. They bounce it back into Echevarria. She shoots. She would have counted if she would have made it, but she came up short. And the lead will remain 12. It's Arnett 46, Laverne 34. One quarter left here to decide the title of the Shattuck Shootout. Back after this on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
Welcome back here to Ellis County. Indian Field House here at the campus of the Shattuck Indians as they are playing next on the boys' side. Shattuck going to take on Bisine for the boys' title. Right now, he had a girls' title to decide. Right now, that third quarter belonged to Arnett. 69, they won that third frame. And they now lead 46-34 for the fourth quarter upcoming. And Laverne can get a few steals and come back in a hurry here. But the ball's going to start with Arnett. Whalen's going to inbound it to Ashton Southers. Southers looking in the post. Santana, right block. She turns, shoots into traffic, misses it, and a rebound on the backside by Presley Brown. So Laverne with a good stop there early. They rifle it down to Leone. She's trapped in the corner, and they're going to tag her on the hand. And she was trapped and out of bounds. And had they not fouled her, might have been a chance for a turnover there. That foul's going to be Bayless's second. A little too aggressive from Brooklyn Bayless. Landry has three. That'll be the fourth team foul on Laverne. Or on Arnett, rather. Laverne's going to start with the basketball here. Chance again to try to cut it to single digits. And Long almost gets it stripped from her. Lofts it down inside to Brown. Ball's on the ground. Whalen goes down for it. Everybody goes down for it. It is tied. Hope we're going to get a timeout by Coach Friesen to save the possession. So Coach Friesen getting that timeout in. And Arnett's going to maintain the basketball. They lead 46-34. 7:30 to go. We'll take one more break. Come right back here. On your, we'll probably take another one before this. We're going to take one right now. It's the Shattuck Shootout here on K101.
For all of your pharmacy needs, stop by your local Medic Pharmacy and Gifts. Our full-service pharmacies can take care of all of your prescription needs. In fact, they also have Lisa Oakley, a certified hearing instrument specialist and remedies and revolvers in their Shattuck location. Yes, that's correct. Medic Pharmacy in Shattuck is your one stop for anything from a weapon for your personal protection, Vortex Optics, Traeger's Grills, gifts, hearing issues, prescriptions, lift chairs, or medical supplies. Medic Pharmacy is a proud sponsor of all local athletics.
Back here at Shattuck. Shattuck Shootout. Arnett up 12 on Laverne. And we get a driving Landry Bayless like a rocket. She heads down in and picks up a charge. And she kind of lowered her shoulder, made up her mind early. And that's going to be another foul. That's going to be four on Landry, which could be big if Laverne can find a way to claw back into this down 12. That a fourth foul on Bayless, who's got 10 points tonight. Second leading scorer on this squad. And now Caitlin Long with the basketball. Trap coming for her. She drops it off to Leone. Leone, she's trapped in the corner. Flips it over to Long. Bounces underneath. Nice pass by Long. Underneath to Echevarria. Found her standing down there. Great assist by Long. That's six for Nani. It's a 10-point lead now for Arnett. Bounce it over to Southers. Now into the corner. Whalen right back to Southers. Landry to Brooklyn. Brooklyn trying to get it into Santana. Good job being fronted by Echevarria. They skip pass, trying to get Laverne moving. And now into the post. Left block, spin move. Santana gets fouled and gets the bucket, showing the touch. And a tough break there. Echevarria tried so hard to keep the ball out of her hands. They finally get it in, and Santana's got a chance to make it 10. Double digits. Good bloodlines for her. Her father, Fabio, Oklahoma Baptist Hall of Famer, 6'8". And her mother was a really good player as well. That free throw drops down. Anna's got 10. 49-36, lead back to 13. Just when Laverne gets a bucket, Leone, a little Euro step floater inside, won't go. Rebound, Echevarria back up and in. Nani with two big ones and a little bit of an answer there. Cuts the lead to 11. Cross-court pass, Whitley Cash coming away with a steal. Dangerous pass by Bayless, stolen by Cash, poked away by Southers from behind. Out of bounds, but Laverne gets the ball. That time, Bayless making an ill-advised pass. Rare mistake by Brooklyn. Inbound to Leone. She thought about a three, said no. Over to Brown. Presley Brown. Goes bounce, passes it to Cash. Slips it inside and Long. Tries to get it to Echevarria. Poked away. Good defense. Good rotation by Southers. Tried to set up the same play that they just scored on. That time a steal by Arnett. Bayless skips it all the way over to the far wing. Driving baselines. Whalen. And she is, look like a foul or a push-off offensive foul on that one. That's going to be Sarah Whalen's third. So using that offhand to push off, she's going to get tagged with the 16th foul for Arnett. One more on both teams in the 1-1. 49-38, driving to the elbow by Leone. That shot won't fall. Fight for the board underneath to Echevarria, and it'll be a jump ball. There were three Wildcats there and one Tiger. Echevarria ties it up, and it is possession arrow Laverne. Bately coming back in, and Macy going to play with four fouls, and Paolo Ortega coming in for Laverne. Be out there with Echevarria, Cash, and Long. Caitlin Long, top of the key. 1-3-1 trap zone on. They skip it over to the corner. Whitley Cash, hand in her face for three, and she hit it. Big bucket there, and Whitley's got eight. Cuts it to 9. Lady Tigers hanging around, and it looks like we're going to get a stepping out of bounds as Brooklyn Bayless looked like she turned it over. She was tiptoeing along the sideline in front of the Laverne bench. And that's just going to be a mistake, another mistake by Arnett, who lead by 9 with 5:28 to go. But Laverne's starting to get a little momentum. Over to Cash. Extra pass, Nani Echevarria under the hoop. Nobody there again. She's got 10. 49-42. What a game for her. But quickly the other way. Press broken to Southers. 2-on-1. She stops and shoots from the elbow and banks it in. Nobody got back on D, and Southers hitting a big open shot there to stop a little bit of a run by Laverne. Makes it 51-42 Arnett. Echevarria drives inside, shoots it over Santana and airballs it. That's poked out by Ortega, goes out of bounds and back to Arnett. And just when it looked like the Lady Tigers would try to get a little swing, closed out there by Arnett with the steal after the bucket by Southers. 51-42, 9-point lead for Arnett. Looking inbound is Bayless. Gets it into Southers, back to Landry Bayless. Spins around, almost loses it off her foot. Clock a ticking. Brooklyn's got to hurry. She just gets it over the timeline, slips it over to Santana, turns and shoots, bounces off the back iron, won't fall, and a rebound Whitley Cash. 4:43 to go. Caitlin Long into the free throw line. Spin move in the paint, right hand off the glass, won't fall. Flying inside is Bentley to save the possession, and it's going to get tagged with a travel and a tough break. A little too aggressive. She came in full bore, grabbing that basketball. Going to go back to Arnett off that travel. Presley Brown's going to come in and give Caitlin Long a break. Sosa's going to give Echevarria a break. 4:36. I wouldn't expect Long to sit long. Her team down 9. 4:36 to play. Lobbed into Bayless. Great pass by Landry to Brooklyn. They get it over the timeline. Right back to Landry Bayless. Corner. Southers. Bounce pass into the paint. Santana gives it back up. Bayless wide open on the wing. Comes up short. Ball's on the ground. Ortega tracks it down. They try to take it from her, and she's going to get, we're going to get a timeout. That's going to be Coach Trippett before they can tie her up. Nope, Sarah Whalen foul. I thought it was a timeout. That's going to be four on Whalen on the hand check there. I thought it was a timeout because everybody's going that way, but it was the seventh foul, so it's 1-1 on that foul by Whalen, and Ortega going to the free throw line cold. For a second, I thought Coach Trippett was going to try to save the possession, but it was a hack on the arm by Whalen. Puts Ortega at the line, the 1-1, but she missed it anyway, the front end. So no dice there for Arnett. Or for Laverne, rather. Gold ball goes back to Arnett and Whalen into the corner. Skip pass, near corner. Bayless goes off her knees. She regathers it. 51-42 the score. Arnett in front, 4:06 to go. Spin move. Cash trying to take it from Bayless. Goes on the floor after it, and a great hustle play, and they're going to tag her here with the foul. A tough break there. A 1-1 for Bayless as Cash got a little too aggressive. She almost stole it. Second foul for Cash, and I think Coach Trippett thought it was going to be a jump ball. Instead, it's going to be Brooklyn Bayless free throws, and Caitlin Long now going to spell her partner in crime, Whitley Cash. They're going to let her sit for a little bit down, rest for the stretch. Bayless from the free throw line for 1-1, and she hit the first one. 16 for her. She averages 19. She's three away from her average, and she is on her way to MVP of this tournament if Arnett can hold this lead. Second free throw for Brooklyn. That one's off. May have jinxed her. Rebound by Bentley. Bentley, bounce pass over to Long on the wing. Caitlin driving inside, looking for space. Driving kick outside. They swing it around to Sosa. Hands it back off to Caitlin. Nowhere to go. Good defense by Arnett. Bayless on Long. Over to Brown. Rifles one down into the paint. Sosa turns and shoots. Air ball. Bentley in the backside. Ripped away from her from Southers trying to get the rebound. Good rebound by Ashton. She dribbles around and finally gets it over to Landry Bayless. Killed a lot of time there. 3:32 left. 52-42, 10-point lead for Arnett. Now over to Landry. Back out to Brooklyn Bayless. Bunch of people getting ready to check in at the scorer's table. Screen by Santana. Bayless comes off, dishes it to Southers. Other side to Landry Bayless. Flips it over. Playing catch in the perimeter now. Whalen. They go for the steal on Whalen. They don't get it. She gives it back to Brooklyn. Brooklyn driving baseline, and she's going to get tagged for a foul, taking it to the hoop, and that's going to be Sosa. And that will be Maria Sosa's fourth. The more free throws upcoming for Brooklyn Bayless, who's three away from her season average. And it's going to be a 1-1. I hope they're going to give her a shooting foul. So it is a two-shot foul, but it didn't matter because she made it anyway. Wholesale changes here. Cameron Baggs coming in. Whitley Cash coming back in. Bentley, Ortega, Sosa sitting down. Echevarria's back in for Laverne. Friesen and Brown coming in for Arnett. They'll be out there with Brooklyn, Bayless, Santana, and Southers. Second free throw for Brooklyn Bayless. She short arms. That one comes up short. Front iron, no good. Rebound, Laverne. 53-32, 11-point lead for Arnett. Brown out to Cash. Corner. Bags, bounce pass into the paint, back outside to Cash. Quick pass inside the free throw line for the shot for Long. Won't go. Good box out Santana and a rebound by Brooklyn Bayless. Crossover, Long went for the steal, didn't get it. Bayless gets in the paint, kicks it outside to Southers, who was open, not even thinking about shooting it with 2:42 to go. Well, good decision there by Southers. Right back to her. Went from Bayless back to Southers. She's got Brown on her, trying to take it from her. Picks up her dribble, gives it back to Brooklyn Bayless with 2:30 to play. 53-42, and Laverne's got to hurry here. Arnett playing keep away. A little dipsy-doo move, underhanded. Shot won't fall for Southers, taking it to the rim, and a rebound by Laverne. Brown looking to run. Back outside, Cash for three, hand in her face. Got fouled and hit it. Got fouled shooting a three, and just when it looked like Arnett was ready to ice this thing, Whitley Cash with a huge shot going to the free throw line for the and one, a four-point play possible. That'll be the first foul on Southers of the whole game. And Whitley Cash with a chance to make it 12, and she hit the free throw, too. 53-46, just like that. It's a seven-point game. What looked like Arnett was just going to kind of control the basketball until the clock ran out is now all of a sudden a seven-point game, and a trap in the corner on Bayless. They tied her up. And they're going to call a foul as Presley Brown was trying to tie her up. They're going to say they hit her hand. It's all the way in the corner of the floor in front of Coach Trippett. So instead of a jump ball, it's going to be Bayless shooting more free throws. That is the fourth foul tagged to Presley Brown. Coach Friesen talking to the official about it. Now the Cameron Baggs is going to come out. Leone's going to come back in. And Bayless with a couple big free throws here. Now if Arnett just makes their foul shots, They're probably going to pull this out, and Bayless hits the front end of the 1-1. She's got 18 points. And it's been really a quiet 18, if there is such a thing. She's got the buckets when she's needed to. Now Brown's going to come out. Landry Bayless out there with Friesen, with Southers, with Santana, and with Brooklyn Bayless, and a chance for another one. That rattles in and out. She's 50% from the line if you can knock her game tonight. 54-46, 8-point lead. Learn with the basketball in a big possession. 2:04 to go. Caitlin Long thought about a three. Over to Cash. Extra pass. Presley Brown. Corner three. She is open. Air ball. Backside off the knee of the Wildcats. Off the knee of Southers. And out of bounds. Stays with Laverne. So still life. Trailing by 8. Minute 55 to go. But the Lady Tigers got to hurry. Stands starting to fill up with the Shattuck fans now. These stands are all filled up currently. And a little bit of a quiet crowd here currently. Whalen comes into the game. Friesen comes out. And not sure what's going on here. We got another whistle. Looks like a timeout. So timeout by Coach Friesen here with a minute 55 to go. Arnett leads by 8, 54-46. We'll be back for the final 2 minutes of the championship of the Shattuck Shootout right after this on K101.
Security State Bank of Laverne has been serving the area since 1921. You can trust the bank, the people, and the service at Security State Bank of Laverne. They make mobile banking easy with their 24/7 customer service. You can visit their website at ssbcheyenne.bank or stop by in person at 111 East Jane Giroux. Security State Bank of Laverne, a proud supporter of the community, students, and athletes, as they know how important it is to help the community build a strong future. Security State Bank of Laverne is a small town bank with big bank capabilities. Member FDIC.
Back here in Shattuck, Shattuck Shootout. What a tournament it's been, and right now we're about 2 minutes away from, maybe 2 minutes away, unless there's overtime, 2 minutes away from crowning a new champion here on the girls' side. Arnett and Laverne have never won the Shattuck Shootout, and right now Arnett leads 54-46 with a little over a minute and a half left here for the Laverne Tigers to try to come back in this thing, or a little under 2 minutes, a minute 55 to be precise. Whitley Cash going to inbound, big possession. They all are from here on out for the Lady Tigers. Trying to come back in, quick three, top of the key. Caitlin Long won't fall, and about high bounce and a rebound by Arnett. Quickly back to Bayless, and Laverne comes up trapping. They get it over to Southers, trying to trap on the sideline. Nice pass by Southers ahead to Brooklyn Bayless. Driving baseline, trying to back Long in, turns, shoots, scores. They went for the steal, didn't get it, and Brooklyn Bayless has 20 points. Another electric tournament for her. Drive in by Brown, almost traveled, gets it in mid-post. Long spins, right hand off the glass, gets the foul, the shot wouldn't drop. And with a minute 25 to go, she can cut it to 8 here. Would have been a big and one opportunity. That's the third foul on Brooklyn Bayless. Two free throws upcoming here for Caitlin Long, and they're both important with a minute 25 to go. First one up and down. She's had a great game. She's had 17 points. She's went toe-to-toe with Bayless tonight. And come away with 17. She can make it 18 here and cut the lead to 8. Right now it's 9, and it is up, and it is down. Two big free throws, 18 points for Caitlin Long. Pressure defense on for Laverne, trying to trap. Bayless, Brooklyn in the corner. They go to Trapper. She gets it ahead to Southers. Southers gets it around everybody, crosses the timeline. They're going for the steal, and they're going to get called for a foul here. They're going to tag Southers with it. Or I'm sorry, not Southers, Presley Brown, it looks like. Nope, Whitley Cash. They were both there, and Southers going to the free throw line, what we meant to say. She's going to be shooting two here, because it's the double bonus, and she rolls it in. And Ashton Southers with 9 points tonight. Arnett really spread out the scoring. They lead 57-48. Second half been all Wildcats. Really, the third quarter was where they blew it open. They now lead by 10, 58-48, minute 12 to go. And Laverne hanging on by a thread. Going to need to bury some threes and get some turnovers. Whitley Cash drives inside, tries to flip it inside to Echeverria. She threw it away. And now looks like Arnett can smell it. Be their first title ever here at the Shattuck Shootout. And continuing really what's been a fantastic season with only losses to top 10 teams. Only three of them to boot. And there's going to be a foul there on the press. I think Presley Brown did that, and that's going to be it for her. Presley Brown going to foul out with 5 points tonight. 59.6 seconds left. 10-point lead for Arnett. Southers going to go shoot two from the line in the double bonus. Now Wayland and Landry Bayless coming out. Brown and Friesen coming in for Arnett. Two free throws here for Southers, and she hit the first one. Ashton with 11. Second leading scorer tonight for the Wildcats, and missed the second one as Arnett has had trouble with second half of back-to-back free throws. Missed a lot of the back ends of these. Cash hands it off to Leone, except for Santana, who's hit almost all of hers. Screen, Echevarria, drive around, one step inside the three-point line is long. That's a miss and a rebound by Friesen. Stolen away, though, by Laverne. Bentley flips it back to Echevarria, shows ball, drives, kicks back outside. Cash for three, top of the key, and she hit the shot. And Whitley Cash with 15. Might be too little, too late with her team down 8, 31 seconds to go. They got a foul. They got a foul in a hurry. They're dropping it over to Friesen. Arnett playing keep away. They get it over to Bayless. Quickly ahead to Santana, drives inside. Off the glass, won't go. Tipped around, goes to Leone. Santana missed a point-blank shot with 18 seconds left. It's not going to matter. Long's going to drive in, try to get two more. Oh, could lost control of the basketball. Missed it, goes back to her. She flips it to Leone for three. Rebound Long. She gets hacked, a no call. Flips it back to Cash. Whitley Cash drops a three. She's going to finish with 18. She's going to be another alternative member. That's going to do it. Laverne cut it to five and no closer. Arnett is your Shattuck Shootout champion. 59-54, the Lady Wildcats hold serve. They come in, the top-ranked team in the tournament, and showed you why. We'll be back with the stats and the guys' game. Shattuck and Bisai going to decide the guys' title right after this on the Shattuck Shootout and Round Ball Roundup on K101.